Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. I wanted to share with you a quick thought. This week's Torah portion coming up is Parshat Beshalach, where we talk about the splitting of the sea. And, everything having to do with the Jews leaving Egypt, of course, is... We can learn these on different levels. Of course, there's the simple level, which is the physical story, which is awesome. There's also the fact that it's in the Torah. We know anything in the Torah is a book of a learning for us to internalize. So there's also the level of understanding when it comes to our own personal lives. And we know that the Jewish people leaving Egypt, we all have our Egypts to leave. We all have our personal things that have been holding us back, our ways of viewing ourselves, our ways of viewing what we can and can't do. We have our certain patterns and prisons, so to speak, that we make by ourselves, or others perhaps have made for us, but then we've kind of like reshored in the locks over there, you know what I mean? And so, of course, the idea is to bust out of those prisons. Now, splitting of the sea also teaches you that, we have certain aspect of that prison is a sea storming within us, right? We have certain things that are, that the one thing we know about the sea, one thing we know about the water is that it's something that it's, the Maharal of Prague, one of the great Kabbalists, explains that it is the concept of, one way of looking at it is that it's the concept of chumriyat, it's the concept of physicality. Why? Because physicality is something that can be molded. And so the idea is that in a similar way, we can also be pulled in one direction, pulled the winds of change blow, for example, and it blow, and the sea is going in a different way, you know what I mean? So this is the story. So the story is that in our own lives, to be able to go ahead and split the sea within ourselves, to be able to go ahead and put forward dry land in a place where the sea previously was going one way or the other. And this is in our own lives, right? We have certain things that pull us in one direction or another, and whether based on the certain stimulus of the moment, we can be pulled towards one thing or another. But the idea is, if we want to be growth-oriented people, it begins with splitting the sea within ourselves, with putting dry land, with making a choice, making proactive decisions in order to go in the direction we want to go in order to be the people we want to be. And that's really when one way we go ahead and leave the Egypt of our lives and go to the first day of the rest of our lives. So we should be blessed to be able to do that, blessed to be able to grow, take the messages of this week's Torah portion. God willing, we'll speak more about them in the future. And have yourselves a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.